KDA-DXQ test. KDA-DXQ clear. KDA-DXQ restart test. KDA-DXQ clear. KDA-DXQ.
KC8-DXQ. H-Mobile, Stanton.
Didn't quite catch the call. Name here is Shannon. Kilo Alpha 8, Sierra Papa Whiskey.
Hey, Shannon. History again, ATMH.
Oh, alrighty. Little distortion there on your peaks.
Getting in kind of an atrocious way, to be honest, but it's what I've got. I'm going in fusion to a hotspot, which is crossing the DMR, and that goes to the DMR pass, which is converting it to analog.
Ah, okay. That would explain things. We'll break it up here and there, too. But understandable under the circumstances. Well, on my way into Petoskey for a checkup.
Well, good deal there. I'm on my way back to Traverse from going all the way down to Ionia. So, one of those 10% working, 90% driving days.
Ah, but it all pays the same. Hi. Yeah, we just got back from Ann Arbor. Boy, I'll tell you, the colors all the way down and back. We went down 127 all the way to Jackson and then cut over on 94. Avoided all the construction and most of the idiots.
And I'm getting a phone call. I'll be back. Anything.
Alright, got a lot of dead air. Only got phone call. 73-KHSBW.
Anything, Mobile.
N8KIM. Anybody around?
Good evening, everybody. I'm glad to make sure the robot's still working here. It is time for the Traverse Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications OxCom net. This is KGTC net control. The control operator for this net is Glenn, KSGZ. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Trailing Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization to use the repeater is provided by the Trailand Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose of this net is to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for an emergency or weather bulletins. If during an emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 repeater. This repeater is not working. Go to 146.58 simplex for net operations. At this time, that control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No Substation 3rd, at this time that control will stand by for hands. When checking in, please transmit your first name and your call sign slowly. After last call sign is heard, that control will confirm you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Drake, any DMH?
Kevin, KF8AGY.
Kevin, Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey.
Brad, November 8, Juliet X-Ray, Quebec.
Bob, KBA, FBJ,
Kilo.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-Ray, Quebec.
Amity, K-E-8-Z-O-Y.
Gene, J-F-8-G-Y-U.
Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
All right, we had a bunch in here, possibly a few doubles, so hang in there. First up was Drake, N-A-B-M-H. We had Kevin, K-F-8-A-G-Y. Kevin, number 2, K-E-8-S-B-W. Brad, N-H-J-X-Q. Bob, K-B-8-S-B-J. Mike, A-I-6-X-Q. Amity, K-E-8-Y. Gene, K-F-8-Z-Y-U. And Kevin, I think it's K-D-8-W-W-U there. Anybody else?
Christopher, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
KF8DMV, got you in there. Anybody else? Got quite the crew tonight. Let's go to the top loose with Drake. Drake, NADMH, please give me your location if you got any messages to pass.
Drake, NADMH, location is Hammond at 5 mile, and no traffic. Thanks.
KE8AGY, Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, KF8AGY, location is westernmost edge of Spider Lake, no traffic, that's in that control.
Kevin, KE8SBW, Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
Thanks, Glenn, this is Kevin, I'm at Cherryland Middle School in El Rapids. No traffic. Back to that from KE8SBW.
Brad, N8JXQ. Brad, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Brad, N8JXQ, in east side of Traverse City. No traffic.
Bob, KB8SBJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8SBJ, located in Nelson City, Bessie County. No traffic.
Mike, AI-66Q. Mike, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Mike, AI-66Q, east side of South Lake Leadenhall. No messages to pass.
Amity, KE8ZOY. Amity, your location, any messages to pass?
Amity, KE8ZOY. Davis Lake, at the bottom of Leadenhall County, and no messages to pass.
Gene. I got to look at my own handwriting here. K-E-8-W-W-U, I believe. Dean, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Gene, K-F-8-E-Y-U, in Bronx, and no traffic.
Sorry about that. I've got Kevin. Kevin, I got your call sign in there. Kevin, K-D-8-W-W-U. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, at north end of Torch Lake, and no messages to pass.
Chris, KF8, DMV. Chris, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. I am 3.5 miles south of Buckley, no traffic.
Anybody else want to jump in? Just FYI, if you're wondering why your internet was not so great today, Amazon Web Services
took a significant crash and took out a large number of apps and services, including my password manager. And the irony is that I had ordered a solid-state drive for backup, and that didn't show up today. Today I'm going to do an FLDigi. Perhaps, maybe, we should think about some emergency backup data. This message is an ICS-213, so stay tuned. The message will be 38 seconds. This is KGTC. Message is as follows. Message. If you receive this message, please check in.
Drake, KFH, full copy.
Kevin, KF8AGY, full copy.
Kevin, KE8SCW, full copy.
KV8FCJ, full copy.
Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform, full copy.
WX1J, full copy, late check-in.
All right, I count six, including three Kevins. Excellent. I want to just say let's be prepared. The Internet is not guaranteed, as we all know, and today was a good example of it. So something to think about in an emergency is how we would access important documents needed in an emergency. Something to think about. All right, everybody, thank you so much for checking in, and I'm now going to turn the web over to the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Chairland Amateur Radio Club.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Social Hour Net. And before we get started, I have a few standard announcements. Tomorrow morning, as with every Tuesday, there's going to be breakfast with hams at JNS Hamburg on South Airport Road, just west of Garfield. All are welcome, and this is a great time to casually connect with your radio buddies. And tomorrow night at the New Approaches Center, 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City, is Project Night. And tomorrow night, I'm not sure what's on the agenda, but if you got something to bring and show and tell, go ahead and do that. That's at 5123 North Royal Drive in Traverse City. This is KF8AGY. My name is Kevin. I will be your net control station this evening using the club call sign WATCM. The purpose of the Monday Evening Social Hour Net is to connect and build our ham community, to communicate information of interest to amateur radio enthusiasts in our area. Break. The mesh net and the use of this WATCM repeater is authorized by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club in the greater Traverse City, Michigan area, including northern Michigan, as a sponsored club activity. Welcome to those using other repeaters who are linked in tonight. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the mesh net. All newly licensed hams are invited and encouraged to check in. We check in three groups. First, time-constrained and short-time stations. Second, Echo Link. Third, general check-ins. Break. We'll check in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in. You state your name and your call sign, phonetically preferably. I will acknowledge the station I heard, and then I'll call for the next check-in. This helps us manage doubles and makes check-in a more efficient process. Thank you for your patience. Tonight, I do not have a question of the day or a topic, so let us know what you're doing out in radio this past week and if you've got anything planned. This is WATCM Net Control for the Monday Evening Social Hour. We'll begin check-ins tonight by calling for short time and time-constrained stations. First short time check-in. Please call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Whiskey, Kevin, in and out. Have a good night.
Okay, Kevin, I got you in and out. Next short time constrained station.
Mike, Alpha India 6, X-ray Quebec.
Okay, Mike, I've got you. Next short time constrained station.
Whiskey Baker 8, Whiskey India Victoria, Tom Cadillac.
All right, Tom, I've got you. Next short time check-in, please. Okay, none heard. We'll go to the next top of the list since Kevin was in and out. Mike, I6XQ, how you doing, Mike? Let's go ahead with your transmission and see what you've got this week.
Good evening, Kevin in the net, and thanks, Kevin, for taking net control. This is Mike, AI6, X-ray Quebec. Nothing exciting going on this week other than trying to get ahead of winterization of some of the outdoor lines and whatnot, and expecting out-of-state guests this week. So that'll keep me busy for this week. Otherwise, nothing exciting going on. AI6, X-ray Quebec.
Okay, Mike, very good. Yeah, it's that time of year. We had some great weather last week to work with. We've got some slots coming up this weekend, I believe, and then we've also got some rain in the forecast. So, yeah, I've still got some of that stuff to do outdoors as well. And I wish you the best of the luck working with the weather to get it done. Okay, next up, Tom, WB8WIV. Tom, go ahead with your transmission.
Okay, Kevin, very good, and thanks for taking a minute tonight. WB8WIV, Sherry Cadillac. We just got back from the club dinner at Berkey's. Got in about 7:30, I guess. That was really nice. We had quite a few people. And we have two dinners, one in the fall and one in the spring. So this is, of course, the fall one. And it was real nice. Got to talk to a lot of the people, and it was great. Carol and I went. Anyway, I've been pretty busy. I worked today with sixth grade. It was okay. It wasn't the best I ever had, but yeah, it worked. It worked fine. Last Saturday, we're at Traverse City for my grandson's soccer game. They won 7-3. He's 12, and that worked real well. And let's see, what else? Sunday, of course, at church business, and all that kind of good stuff. I don't know about tomorrow if I'm going to be working or not. There's a good chance I'm not, but I'll be going to strength and conditioning in the afternoon. Anyway, I want to get in here because I want to go to bed. So everybody, have a great week. 7-3. I'll turn it back to you there, Kevin. Thanks again. WB8WYD. I'll be clear. Good evening.
All right, Tom, very good. It sounds like you've had a busy week. Congratulations to your grandson's soccer team for that smashing win, 12-3. Boy, they stomped them, didn't they? Anyway, Tom, go ahead and head off to bed. You probably got stuff to do tomorrow, and we'll see you when we see you. Okay, well now stand by for stations checking in using EchoLink. We may expect a delay of a few seconds for EchoLink responses, and I'll give it that time. After that, we'll take general check-ins. But for right now, let's go for the first EchoLink check-in.
November 8, Echo X-ray, Jeff.
All right, Jeff, I got you. Next EchoLink check-in.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu, in and out.
Okay, Tony, I got you in and out. Next Echo Link check-in, please. Okay, none heard. This is W8TCM Net Control. I'll now stand by for all check-ins. Newly licensed hams, this is your chance as well. First, a general check-in. Please call W8TCM now.
Drake, A-D-H.
Hamity, K-E-H-Z-O-Y.
This is Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-ray, Quebec.
Okay, I've got so far Drake, N-A-D-M-H, Amity, K-E-H-Z-O-Y, and Brad, N-A-J-X-Q. Next general check-in, please.
Christopher, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Delta, Mike, Kilo.
Edgar, K-A-A-H-Y-E.
That's the first time I ever heard a repeater tell me to stop it. Okay, I've got, additionally, I've got Brad, N-A-J-X-Q, I've got Christopher, K-F-A-B-M-K, and I've got Edgar, K-A-H-Y-E. Do I have any other general check-ins at this time, please?
Kevin, Kilo, Delta 9, Whiskey, Whiskey Uniform.
Kevin, I got you. Next general check-in.
This is K-8-V-A, try and echo link.
John, I got you on Echo Link. Next general, please.
K-8-W-Q-K, Pete, Kilo 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Kilo.
Pete, I've got you. Do we have any additional general check-ins at this time?
Scott, WX-1J.
Scott, I've got you. Do we have any additional general check-ins or Echo Link check-ins at this time? Okay, none heard. I will go back to the top of the list at this point. N80X, Jeff, I believe you're calling in from Alaska. What's up, Jeff?
Well, good evening, Kevin. Hello, everyone. This is Jeff up in Seward, Alaska, which I'm in our new clinic building, looking out the window from the office, and which looks south toward the opening of the to the bay. And a little windy. We're at, I think it was 44 degrees. Most of the leaves have turned and started to fall down. And that, so we had a nice month of yellow previously along the highways, and before that all the fireweed. And other than that, I'm getting ready for Halloween, and kids' costumes are all done and that, and have the festivities in town. Which all sorts of stuff to keep us busy during as the daylight's going away, and the termination dusk is over halfway down the mountain on one side, the Kenai Mountains here. The other side is still near the tip, so it's kind of confusing messages. When the termination dusk gets in the tree line, I know I need to have the snowblower ready, and hopefully we had a very, very, very mild winter. I know you guys had a hard one. We'd like to take some of that off you so that we could do some skiing and snow machining and other things we'd like to do. And I think other than that, not much else to add in there. So we'll send it back to you, Kevin, and hope everyone's having a good start to the week. NADX.
Okay, Jeff, very good. Sounds like you had a whole lot going on. I forgot that you guys are going to be starting to lose daylight pretty quick, pretty soon. I know it's bad, the days have gotten shorter here, but I know you guys are going to be in darkness for a while. So it sounds like you had an eventful week with the color changes, and now you're getting everything ready for Halloween. So I hope you guys have fun. Sounds like you've got some things planned in town, and I wish the best for you. Okay, next up, I have Tony, K-E-8-S-B-Z, but he was in and out, so I will drop down next to John, K-8-V-N-A. This is W-A-T-C-M, Net Control. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Kevin, hope you don't mind. I bumped an echo link there. I missed it, but I was just trying to get it to work, but just kind of did some experimenting. I don't have a radio close by, so I thought I'd try that echo link, but... Anyways, radio, not so much. Working on some winterizing things around the house for the most part. But I'm really, really, really hoping to make it to club tomorrow night. See how that goes, if I can squeeze it in. Pretty much that's it. I haven't read your articles yet, but I will. Appreciate all the hard work you do on that cherry juice, as always. I'm getting off this thing, so somebody more interesting can talk. Have a good night, everybody. Okay.
All right, John, very good. It's always good to hear from you. Sounds like you've got, like most of us, got winterizing stuff to do. I was fortunate to get the boat out of the water early and get at least all the winterizing stuff done. Now all I've got to do is cover it, and I think we're going to have some breaks for that this weekend. Okay, next up we have Drake, NADMH. Drake, go ahead with your transmission, and Amity, stand by.
Hey, good evening, everybody. NADMH, not a whole lot to report. Just here, and I guess the stop it did not go away. So after the net, I will try again. So, Kevin, you're doing a good job. Catch you later. NADMH.
All right, Drake, very good. I kind of figured maybe your handiwork was going to try to get rid of that. It was just a surprise. All I did was bring the radio up to my mouth, and it said, stop it. So it was amusing. Anyway, Amity, we got you up next, and Brad, M8JXQ, stand by. Amity, go ahead with your transmission.
Good evening, everyone. This is Amity, K-E-H-Z-O-Y. I'd like to join you tomorrow for breakfast, but this morning I tried traveling east, and as you know, the big circle drive that they're working on is causing traffic problems, all the other eastbound roads, major roads. And what normally takes me 20 minutes to get to the east side took me 45 minutes. So I'm going to skip breakfast tomorrow and save my sanity. And then I'll be there next week. But I should be able to make it to the meeting tomorrow evening. Thanks, K-E-H-Z-O-Y, Amity.
All right, Amity, very good. Drake, the stop it is very entertaining. I have to admit I'm laughing over here trying to keep a straight face. Amity, I sympathize with you. There's when it takes that long, that much longer to get where you need to go, you got to make some priority decisions, and anyway, we look forward, we'll miss you at breakfast tomorrow, and we look forward to seeing you at the meeting tomorrow night. Okay, this is WATCM Net Control. Next up, I have Brad, NAJXQ, and Christopher, KF8BMK, stand by.
Good evening, Kevin and the Net. This is Brad, NAJXQ, and I'm pleased to announce that currently the Lions are 14-0 in their game versus Tampa Bay. They're down to the last minute if they haven't already reached the halftime, so my wife is very excited about all that. I also would like to thank publicly Tony, KE8SBZ, and Scott, SWX1J, for helping out with the Jamboree on the Air on Saturday. It was a great event. We had HF and 2 meters, and also we had a downlink anyway from the International Space Station. Scouts are all impressed by all of that. I bet we had 40 or 50 scouts all gathered up when we were listening to the International Space Station. Scott tried very hard to get a signal through, but we didn't get recognized. Break. So some of you probably heard us on the repeater on Saturday. I had scouts talking with some local hams. Also, we had a QSO, Echo Link, with a scout group over in the Netherlands. We pulled that off. It was late in the afternoon, so most of their scouts had left. But I consider the whole thing to be a huge success, and again, I'd like to thank Tony and Scott. I'll be at the breakfast tomorrow morning. Back to you, Kevin. This is N8JXQ, over.
Okay, Brad, very good. Sounds like you had a great jamboree over the weekend. You were able to demonstrate a lot of things, and I will join you in saying thanks to Tony, to KE8SCZ, and Scott, WX1J, for helping out with that. Sounds like you had a great time. Okay, next up I have Christopher, KFADMK, and Edgar, you're on standby. Go ahead, Christopher.
Oh, good evening, everybody. This is Christopher, Kilo Fox 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Yeah, just more getting stuff done for the fall and hoping to get as many jobs wrapped up before winter as I can. As far as cool stuff we were doing, I took the family down to a friend's place. They're having an annual get-together with a bunch of people, so had, you know, probably 50 or 60 people there. And the kids, their major highlight was we were playing with these Shelby blasters. So they're these little guns that shoot hydrated silica beads. And so it's much more mellow than paintball, so even the kids can get involved in it. And yeah, we all had a blast going through the shoot house and playing games there. And everyone had a good time. So that was our major highlight for the weekend. Back to you, Kevin, and thank you for taking the net, even if you won't say hi to me at the farmer's market.
Hey, Christopher, that sounds great. Sounds like you guys had a great time, and I wasn't being antisocial. We basically made one stop at the farmer's market, which I noticed that was almost at least half empty. And I understand that I think next week is the last week for the Interlochen market. So, yeah, it's sad to see that time of year go, but we know who you guys are, and you know how to reach us. So we'll be buying stuff from you guys during the winter. Anyway, this is WATCM, Net Control. Edgar, I have you up next, K-A-H-Y-E, and on standby, Kevin, KD9-WWU. Edgar, go ahead with your transmission.
Oh, very good. This is K-A-H-Y-E, and nice to be on the social bar again. I can't help but chuckle. I've serviced two-way radios probably most of 40 years, and this is the first one that ever hollered at me. So it's kind of an unusual problem to have to solve. I suppose that's the evolution of electronics doing it. Anyway, we got our boat all packed away in the garage, so ready for the snowflakes and just a few other things to scurry up and get put away, and then might be looking at putting up my G5RV antenna for some wintertime HF. So, anyhow, thanks for taking the net. This is K-A-8-H-Y-E.
Okay, Edgar, very good. Yeah, sounds like you've taking the prudent route and got all your stuff ready for the snow to come while the rest of us are straggling a little bit. But any of us who've been up here for a while know that we got to work with the weather, and when it's nice, we got to do it, and when it's lousy, then we hope we have it done. So, Edgar, it's good to hear from you tonight. Your signal sounds really great. Okay, next up I have Kevin, KD9-WWU, and on standby, Pete. Kevin, go ahead with your transmission.
Hey, thanks, Kevin, for taking the net tonight. Yeah, we're doing a yo-yo game here, heading back to our south QTH and driving back up north toward the northern QTH. So we came up yesterday. We started off the day yesterday at campgrounds at the southern end of Lake Michigan in Indiana State Park, and it's raining like crazy. And by the end of the day, we ended up at north end of Torch Lake, so without the camper involved. So it was a very busy day yesterday, and today we had some business opportunities we needed to take care of. And tomorrow we'll meet everybody for breakfast, and right after breakfast we're going to head back south to our southern QTH in northwest Indiana. So it's kind of like a hi and goodbye type situation, but good to hear to everybody on the net tonight. This is Kevin, Kilo Delta 9, Whiskey Uniform.
Okay, Kevin, very good. Just listening to your description of your travel schedule is exhausting.
No, thank you. I like it up here, and I like being on the roads up here. I wish you guys safe travels down, and hope you have safe travels on the way back up, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at breakfast. Okay, Pete, KAWQK, and on standby, Scott. Pete, go ahead with your transmission.
Thanks, Kevin. First of all, hats off and thank you to those of you that participated in the Scout Jamboree, I guess you might call it. Anyway, showing off amateur radio to the Scout was very cool, and thank you. Nothing else to add. I look forward to breakfast in the morning, and we'll catch you all then. KWQK.
All right, Pete, it's always very good to hear you on the net. I know I've been out of commission for breakfast the last couple of weeks, but got a little bit of breathing room now, so I will be there in the morning, and I'll catch up with you then. Next up, I have Scott, WX1J. Go ahead with your transmission, Scott.
Hey, good evening, Kevin. On the net tonight. Kevin, great job of the net. You're doing an awesome job as usual, and we're much appreciated, so thanks for taking it. I just have a couple of things to chat about. One is I'd like to also follow on Brad's recognition of the people who helped on this thing. We really couldn't have had a more successful adventure with the kids if it weren't for also another ham that was there. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu, Andrew Schrader, who is a scout, and he spent the day with us, not only helped us get the tent set up, taken down, and water wrung out of everything that got wet in the morning, but he did an awesome job connecting with kids and making it happen, too. So thanks very much to Andrew Schrader, KEAWSV. Second item is that I was approached recently, for those of us who like to mix their radios and their bicycles, the Iceman Cometh is a bicycle race with several thousand riders that occurs on November 8th. In that course between Kalkaska and Traverse City, there is a dip in the course, or a valley, we would call it, or a dingle if you're from Massachusetts. But there's a dip in the course that they can't cover with the current radio systems that they're using, and they're using sheriff systems and cell phones. They've got pretty good coverage, but they have this one area that they just can't cover. Asked if the ham radio operators might be able to set up a repeater, crossband repeater or something like that to cover that hole and provide the communications link to their network. So I've got a guy who's asking me that question. And if there's anybody who's interested in maybe doing that on Saturday, November the 8th, you can send me an email at wx1j@cherrylandarc.com, and I'd be happy to keep you on a list. And then next week we're going to talk with him on Tuesday and go see that site and see what kind of terrain it actually is. They don't need 100 guys, they just need 3. So if you can think about that, that'd be cool and that'd be awesome. And for me, that's all my boats out of the water. Dock's out of the water, and I'm just waiting for the ice to get over the water. And that, I'll turn it back to Net, WATCM. Thanks for doing the net, Kevin. This is WX1J.
Okay, Scott, it's good to hear from you. Sounds like you guys had a stellar weekend showing the Scouts some of the capabilities of ham radio. I bet you they were really impressed with that ISS-COM that you guys were able to accomplish, and yeah, I can only imagine trying to get through that the station with all the other people that were around the nation trying to do the same thing. That might have been a challenge. So it's good to hear from you, Scott. And at this point, we've reached the bottom of the list. This is WATCM, and I'll listen for any additional check-ins. If you have not checked into the Monday Evening Social Hour net and wish to do so, please check in now.
This is Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie, Mike, and Royal Oak.
Okay, I have Whiskey 8, Victor, Papa, Charlie, Mike, and Royal Oak. I'm assuming you're coming in over Echo Link. Do we have any additional late check-ins at this point for the Fairyland Monday evening social hour net? Please call now. Not able to catch that call sign. There was a lot of static. You were sort of holding the repeater, but your signal was really low, and I could not hear your call sign. Would you like to try again, please?
Yes.
Control, Whiskey 8, Victor Papa Charlie, I'm on All-Star. I could switch to Echolink, but All-Star and Echolink are two different applications. Hi. Yeah, well, I'm glad the Jamboree on the Air went well. I would gladly volunteer to help if I was still living up there. I think the last time was a couple years ago, well, 3 years ago. And we set up and we stayed until about midnight. So, and the event with the Iceman. I participate with Paddle Antrim in Antrim County, and we found that Zello works real good, and that it's cell phone dependent. It works better than the 800 system that the state uses. So I would suggest you use Zello and put a human being in between the sheriff's frequency and the ham frequency if you're going to use ham radio. I don't think you can network it directly. I don't think you could do that. But, hey, you never know. We're ham operators. Boy, am I having fun. I had to decommission my 2014 Ford Police Interceptor Utility. Requires engine repairs and blew a turbo that's sitting in East Jordan right now. It looks nice from the outside, but underneath the hood, forget it. And bye for time. So I'm currently have a 2017 Police Interceptor sedan without turbos. And boy, is it fun trying to put a 2-meter 220 440 radio in that car. Oh, my God. Anyways, back to net control. I was going to come up and go to the dockside for my cod basket, but I don't know if I'm going to make it before they close. I miss that. I miss all this stuff. Anyways, back to net control, W8VPC. I hope I didn't time out the repeater.
Mike, no, you're good. This is WATCM net control. Nope, you made it through with your whole transmission. Sounds like you really liked it up here. Glad to hear you can check into the net in Royal Oak and still stay in touch. Okay, at this point, we've reached the bottom of the list. And there being no further check-ins before we close the chat, does anyone have any questions, inquiries, or comments? Blake?
This is KBA
NT recheck.
Call sign, come back with that call sign again, please, slowly.
Yep, I'm sorry. Kilo Delta 8, Hotel November Tango. My name's Tom, I'm East Jordan. I was the one trying to check in a minute ago until, I'm not sure who told me to go to this one, but yes, I get into a lot better. I don't know where this is located at compared to where I'm at, but I definitely hear this one better.
Oh yeah, Tom, you're coming in a lot better this time, loud and clear. If you got anything you want to the net before we check out, it's good to hear you got that adjustment made. Like I said, you're rock solid holding the repeater, and we can copy everything. Go ahead, Tom.
Yep, not a whole lot. I just happen to be scaling through here and caught you guys on the 740, which I had programmed into the radio. My friend Roger told me about it. I think that one's up by Sheboygan. Or not, yes, Sheboygan, up that way. And but I know that this one's here. I'll make sure I program this one and keep it in my memory. No, not a whole lot. I just had to catch you guys and thought I'd check in. So we're not doing a whole lot. Just I got a few months out from work for normal. I always get 2.5 to 3 months off every year about this time of year. And we're just trying to get, you know, stuff for deer hunting ready and doing a little bow hunting, but I got a lot of family members and friends coming up around the 1st of November or so to hunt and trying to get that all ready and just buttoning down the hats for the winter time. So that's all I got. I appreciate you letting me get in here. I'll check in here more often now that I know that I can get in here better. So 73-88-HNT. God bless.
Hey, Tom, it was good to hear from you. Glad you were able to get in, and you're always welcome to join our net on Monday night. Yeah, it sounds like you got some time off. That must be a nice job to have where you can get some time off and do that. And most definitely this time of year, yep, it's bow hunting season opened probably, oh, I don't know, about 20 days ago. So I know you guys have been out there. I was a bow hunter for a while. I don't really do it anymore. I prefer being in a nice warm bed at 5:30 in the morning and not being in the woods at 5:30 in the morning. I did it for about 30 years, and yeah, so I'm good with that now. Now I just watch them through my front window. Anyway, there being no further check-ins, this will conclude the Monday Evening Social Hour net for tonight. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the 8 p.m. T-Barge net. This is Kevin, KF8AGY, operating this evening as net control under the club call, WATCM. We'll now close the net and return this repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, for your participation and comments. Good evening to all. This is WATCM, clear.
W8RRF 88HNT. Nothing hurt 88HNT.